over to. Do you have the index there? No, do you have it, the index in there?
Is the index it should be. Every page that I've marked, I. This one?
No. Oh, it's missing. Didn't do all of it. Oh.
I did whatever was marked, okay. But okay.
Okay, never mind. So the beauty of the Sefer is the two things, the Mamoim, which he has, and also the Seder HaTefillah. Kriya Shema, Shemayna Esrei, Tachanun, Ashrei, Mincha, Maariv. Then he goes into Shabbos. What I'd like to do with you, if it works out, is I'd like to divide the time up. Spend about half the time, 20 minutes on the Maimah, and then find something from the beginning of the day. Work through the Seder Hayom. I'd like to do the two things together. So you have something from a Maimah and something also from the Seder Hayom, which I think might be useful as well. Today we'll just do an introduction to it. Mm-hmm. Let's have a look and see. Take a look at the letter of Reb Elia. Reb Elia, that's on the second. Here it is. Take a look. Take a look at his letter. The beautiful Hakdama by Reb Elia, Yisrael Elia Weintraub. Yisrael Elia Weintraub was one of the great Mekubalim kids in B'nai Brak. He was a tremendous Talmid Chacham. And he wrote a lot of things about Igus the Mashiach. Have a look at this. Is a beautiful Hakdama to Tefillah, I think. Very, very important. Shalach li, you have it, Eitan?
Yes, I do.
Shalach li, Harav Yosef Shlomo Goldschmidt. Ksavav shehu oimed lahadfisam, ubikesh menu lahavoid aleim, v'lachso, v'lahavoid started. Give my opinion. But Eilameinu, and this paragraph, I think, is a beautiful paragraph. In our world that we live, harabim voidvim achrei hashitchias shebachayim. We are too superficial in our life. We just glance through things, we go through things, we don't have any depth. Shitchias achayim is a tremendous problem. You skim through things, skim through Birchas HaMazon, like Shabbos. Everything is superficial, doesn't have depth. But al yidei zeh mishtashtesh erech hashim asachayim. It gets very messed up, like fogged up. Mishtashtesh is beautiful. Tishtush means becomes confused, fogged. It's not clear. Erech hashim asachayim. You don't have the proper values because you don't do anything in depth. Everything is superficial. Everything, it doesn't, you don't consider things carefully. Uminukudas zu, and at this point, nifsedes biyose mitzvahs v'avodas ha'tefillah. And in this fog, in this confusion, you lose the essence of what tefillah is all about. Shemachmana litzlan nisheres kadvayim she'en lehem tam. You don't have any time from tefillah. You don't feel you've done something. At the end of davening, you don't walk away and say, I achieved something. At 8 o'clock in the morning, I walk away from davening. You don't have a time of tefillah, a gishmak. You don't have a time because you don't have the depth. You just skim through the words. You chant through the words. V'hasiba habua bazeh. And the reason for this is choseh hakaras avodazu. You don't realize what you're actually doing. You don't have depth. You know, you're davening, you come into shul, you daven, you shockle a bit, you say the words, you know, and you answer kedusha, but you don't really realize the avodah what you're doing. Ki be'emes nukudas oifi hanafshi shel odam hamispalel. Because in reality, what tefillah does, it defines the type of neshama that you have. It defines who you are. It's very definitive. The way you daven is the type of person you are. And that you stand in front of Borei Olam and you ask for what you want. Meaning, the avoda is to oimed lefonov. And because of that, you never really grasp the tachlis, the beauty of the tefillah. You don't see the pinimius of it. What are you doing? You're standing in front of Borei Olam. You're thanking him. You're asking him. You're making a dveikus to him. There's no depth to it. You didn't think about it. It's superficial. Superficiality is a problem in Vador. That's what he seems to be saying. What you can possibly do, you come into shul just before Hashtabach. You go out before Volatzion, you know, it's all over. Tefillah, he must. It's like I did it. My quip is always, Tzorich ligmor. No, davening has to be finished. I go, but it has to be finished. I can't stand that. In certain shuls, you go in. The davening is Tzorich ligmor, but I didn't come in to finish. I came into daven. I found that enormous problem. Tzorich ligmor. You didn't come in to finish. You came into daven. You know, the time period. I once spoke to a certain gabbai, and the gabbai said to me, my aim in being a gabbai here is finishing quickly. I said, that's not my aim is to come and daven. He said, my aim is to finish quickly. What do you mean? That's the gabbai is to get the tefillah, you know, over and done with. That's the basic. Over and, it's not over and done with. It's a tremendous problem. Superficial. I did that. I was a yotzer. I went in, I went out, and I was yotze. No, that's a problem. That's what he's saying.
Here. How do we balance that up with
you'll see.
The needs of the tzibur? Like, you know, on one hand, slipping it out too long can also be
it has to have a balance.
Like, it's a fine balance.
It's a very fine balance.
Not too quick, but not too slow.
The Goldilocks approach.
Yeah.
The middle road.
We're trying, right. Yeah. Havers, we try and time everything so we know exactly where we are all the time. You look at the clock, and they're finishing davening Shimon Esrei at about 22. Not before, not after. Just about that, and it's just
now watching the time all the time.
Because one of my jobs is to turn around and make sure there's 10 to 7 we can do shots and shots. So you know, you're seeing how people, and people are still in the middle. Most of them are still in the middle, but that's about. It's quite slow enough.
I daven for a few years in the minyan of the Mordechai Zuckerman in Givat Shon. I must tell you, it was a Nate's minyan, and it wasn't dragged out. But I never ever realized the time. It becomes completely oblivious to time. Mm. It's just the pace of the davening, and the davening you felt you were there to daven, and it wasn't dragged out. It wasn't dragged out. But I that's the only minyan I've ever davened in where I felt that it was. Disregard the time completely. That's the point. Often these snakes minyanim have that problem. You're watching the clock all the time. You know, it's a problem. It's a problem. That's a shidchias. It's superficial. You're not there to watch the time. You're there to daven.
The worst of that was growing up in London, in a shul which I won't mention, but they would run through it like a fast train in half an hour.
It's awful. This is what it says here. Becomes a masui, becomes a burden. Let's look at. Can we look at this paragraph again? Because this is the essence why I chose this. I started here. But you spend too much. It's superficial. You don't see the depth. It becomes confused. The value. The real value. The chashivas, uminikudazu nifsedes miyos the mitzvahs vavodes, and you lose the avoda what you're doing. Shachmonetz and nishes kadvaim sheelem. There's no time because it's superficial. You never went into the depth. Basiba habura. There's one reason is choisa hakaras avod. You don't really know what you're doing. Kihi beemes nukuda oifi hanayf nafshi shalom. Because that really defines the nature of the person. You draw close to Borei Olam. So long as this happens, you lose the tzura and the yofi of the pnimius of davening. Superficial. It's a burden. I would say the same thing applies to Shabbos, same thing applies to Tefillin, no? Same thing applies to, I don't know, Tzitzis. I did it, no? I put on my Tefillin, but you don't realize the pinimius of it. And he's talking here about Tefillin. It doesn't just mean Tefillin, but the shitchias, the superficiality. It really goes together, meaning how a person reacts towards Tefillin, so his Torah is the same thing. Beautiful. This is the name of the sefer. Maybe that's why he put it in. That's what you say in Abba Rabba. No? Beautiful point. It's talking about Torah. But look what it says here. We say it every morning in davening. Look at these words that we say. Means you're bonded. Bonded. Yichud halev means you're focused. You're completely. You recognize what you're doing. Yichud halev. There's a beautiful maimer of Rav Hutna on yichud halev. Rav Hutna said a beautiful point. He said, "Stam kodshim oila mizbeach. Stam get is not kosher. So if you just write a get out stam, it's not kosher. If you take a kolben and it's stam, it's oila. It doesn't oila for the person who bought it, but it goes on the Mizbeach. Stam Kolben, Ola Mizbeach. Why it's Stam? You didn't have Kavana for it. Why? So Rav Hutna said as follows. A Kolben is Meyucha to go on the Mizbeach. it's there to be made on. If you didn't have kavanah, it still goes on the mizbeach because it's there to go on the mizbeach. A woman is not there to be divorced. You have to write the get for the woman. Meaning, stam get is not kosher. Stam korban goes on mizbeach, but it's not oyle the person who's bringing it. I bought a korban, for example. I made it hekdash, but it's my korban chatos, let's say. But I didn't think of it. I just bought it was hekdash, but I didn't say for chatos. It's oyle on mizbeach, but it doesn't oyle my chayva. I didn't my chayva because it's stam. Stam get is no good because it has to be written because a woman is not made to be divorced. But a korban is made to be bought on the mizbeach, even though it's not oyle la chayvosi. You follow me? It's stam. So therefore, when you have a heart which is already given over to HaKadosh, the Yachel of Avenu, Yichud HaLev means the heart is already dedicated and bonded to HaKadosh Baruch. So therefore, everything you say works because you have Yichud HaLev means I'm already focused on what I'm doing. That's Yichud HaLev. The Yachel Le'avol Yoshemecha, B'lo'il Vosh, Ki B'Shem Kodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he goes, Ma'avinu Shem HaBeos, Ki Ker Po Yesh Otu, Uvon Bochaz Mikon, B'Ker Obtonu, The Yichud HaLev means you reach Lahoidos Uliachedoch Abiyahabo. Yichud means I'm focused, I'm bonded, I'm attached, I'm dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Yichud HaLev, that's the point which he's saying. And therefore, his Torah is not good either because he doesn't know what he's doing. He's just learning something, but you don't know why you're learning Torah. That's what he's saying here. Again, if you see a door where people are lazy and not careful with the mitzvah, and you're careful with you get a tremendous schar. Meaning, if people are only suffering than an epidemic of superficiality and people aren't care, but you do, then you get a tremendous schar for it because the door is lokui, the door is suffering from it. But if you're mechazik yourself from it, then you get a tremendous schar. People disregard the chashibas of it. That's what he's saying. So he's saying similarly with tefillah, people aren't careful about it, but you do, then schar is enormous because it's like an epidemic of superficiality. How is the day supposed to be? It's a beautiful expression that. It's a beautiful way he's putting it. He's saying like this, if you daven the whole Seder, you have the day is different because the day began with a tefillah and you went through all the different, there are four sections of davening. There's the Korbanos and the brachas in the morning, Psukei Lezimah, Shemayne Esrei, and afterwards. Different sections of tefillah that you have. So the tzura of the tefillah is different. V'hamivna haklali ha-shalom. V'alidei ha-cheshek ha-misorim hazeh, yireh ha-odom bizman kotzah. You don't have it?
Where do you go, Rafi?
No, you didn't do the next page.
Did I staple it wrong?
Okay.
Maybe I stapled the wrong one.
There it is. And in a short time, a person can already change his tefillah. The whole day will be different. Why? Because I came to davening a different way. We can leave the rest of it. What is he saying here? It's the chashivas of davening. I wanted to show you something from the Ramban. You know the Ramban, but I wanted to explain it. This is what really Elie is saying.
Pasha's boy.
Look at these words. Here's the tachlis of tefillah. Well, it's more than tachlis, the whole tachlis of life. The kavanas kol ha-mitzvahs. The kavanah of umitz. Shenamim velokeinu v'noi ve'elav shebolbonu. The purpose of all mitzvahs are two things, to have emunah and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, all mitzvahs have one kibbun, shenamin v'noyde lekov shebaranu, and that is the tachlis of tefillah. Tefillah is to express your emunah and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hi kavonas ha-yitzira, and that is the purpose behind all of creation. Ein lanu tam acher b'yitzir rishon, and there's no other reason for the whole creation of mankind. And HaKadosh Baruch wants nothing else that he should know Hashem and thank him. And that is the Tachlis HaChaim. What do you do about Goyim? Talking about Goyim as well. All people are made like that. What's the difference between us and Goyim then? Goyim also have to reach that point, to believe in Hashem and to thank Him. That's the Ran at the beginning of Brachas. If you ever look at the beginning of the Masech de Brachas, there's about two long pages of the Ran, and the Ran explains, by Umas Ha'olam, they had to go through the Seichel. They're obliged by their Seichel, but we are Metzuvah V'Aisa by Shulchan Aruch. Goyim have, by their Seichel, should realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they don't get the same Schar. Their Schar is Eina Metzuvah V'Aisa. But if we reach that point of davening and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Metzuvah V'Aisa, through the Shulchan Aruch, but Goyim are supposed to get there through their Seichel, which is much harder for them. They're not Metzuvah V'Aisa, therefore their Schar is much less. Because Eina Doime Metzuvah V'Aisa, She'Eina Metzuvah V'Aisa, beginning of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara brings that down. The Kavanas Roma Masako Bitfilos, the Kavanas Bate Knesias, and the reason why we have shuls and davening together, that there should be a meeting place for everybody, the Yodu Lakel Shabbam, and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He created them, be a falsam muzeh, be yom, be yosef anachem. That, Rabbi Isai, is the Kavana, the Cheshibas of Tefillah, to express your faith and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the type, and that's the word Yehudi, you know? Yehudi is Shem Havaya, with a dalad to it, yud hey and vav, with a dalad. So you're picking up. Dalad is always dalas. It's always a weakness, a dalas. So the shefa is that you reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your words, and that's the word haidah. The word haidah is made of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a dalad, which is you're picking up reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're thanking for everything that you have, and that's what we come to davening for, to express our emunah. And also to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what really he means here. That's what he's referring to. He's referring to the tachlis is to come in. What's the superficial? You don't realize what you're doing. You don't express your munah. And also one doesn't realize that has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Pesukei Dezimra. That's Brachas. That's Kriya Shema. Kabbalas Amachu Shemaim is all that. And that's the tachlis. And that's the point of the superficiality which he's saying here, which is a very vital point in davening. Let's just add a little bit more.
There's a higher level of tefillah in a sense. Some people say, I want to go down because I've got to ask the things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is, the Ramban's not talking about that. That's not. The point is just to be moida that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emuna.
Yes, emuna. Express your emuna.
You don't come to daven because I need to daven. The day needs to go and I need to see how to do. It's true, but that's not, seems to be not the main point.
I suppose if you say Shema Yisrael and that first paragraph and really mean it,
yes.
If you really, really mean it, then that's what you're doing, connecting. Because that's supposed to be the strongest sentence we can ever really say, Shema Yisrael,
yes.
Etc.
Yes, that's our. Express your emuna.
Yeah.
Included is also by koshas as well, right. But to express your emuna, that's what it's all about. That's what tefillah is.
Firstly,
and that's avoiding the superficiality.
First, the Rabban says, V'kavanas kol ha-mitzvot.
Every mitzvah.
Right? And then he says, V'kavanas roimemus ha-koil. What does that mean here?
To say the words out aloud is to announce, and to announce this concept. Roimemus ha-koil b'tefillah, Shabbat ikinos, Suchus ha-am, she'yeh livni adam, a place, v'yodu l'akov, to express your emunah, and to thank HaKadosh Baruch that He created you.
Right, and then the kavanah of Bate Knesset.
Why do we have shuls?
The purpose of having a shul
is to come together.
The source of tefillah berabim.
Yes.
So it's about public prayer.
Yeah, public prayer.
Which is interesting, because usually we see tefillah as something more personal. And, you know, like it's a personal connection between. But he's saying here that there's a public. He's looking at the public aspect
yes.
of it.
Yes, together that, with that. Right. We are separate.
Yeah, but Rabbi, would that be lost if we daven like sometimes we're forced to, is to daven on our own? We're not in Tzibor, we're davening. For Yehidus, we would lose that connection.
It's not as strong. When you're together with the Tzibor, and you're answering together with Tzibor, the publicity is greater. The publicity is greater when you're with a tzibur. Amen Yehishmei Rabba, with a minyan. Kedusha is a pilsum. Amen Yehishmei Rabba is announcing that. And that pilsum is more powerful to it. That's much more powerful than that.
Which you can't do because...
When you're by yourself,
you can't do it.
No. But that's the point of the superficiality is you don't realize that. You come into, I davened, I got through my words and I come out and I know, let me begin my day. But you're coming in for to express your munah and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose behind it. That's really what the Ramban is saying here. Let's go a little bit deeper than that. I think, though, that's, you remember the Rashi at the beginning of Bereishis, when the posuk brings down that everything was put in the ground, but nothing would grow until the rain came along. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not sending rain until man asks for rain.
What does that mean?
So Reb Chaim Kamil asks a beautiful question in his writings. He says as follows, but if Hashem created the world, about it, he wanted it to be maintained. What is he waiting for? What is he waiting for man for? If he created the world and all the seed is there, he didn't want it to go into to be destroyed. What did he wait for? He made it so that we would be partners in it. Our davening for rain is our shutfus in the Bria. So your shutuf in Maisav by davening and asking for it, you become a shutuf of Maisav Bereishis. That's the koichem. So it's more than just davening. It's a partnership in the creation of the world. And that b'yosecha, we are together with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, I think, is the point of the Amsegula Mikol HaAmim. Goyim don't have that connection. But we are, the Segula is, the treasure is that Klal Yisrael, by their prayer, bring out the Bria. We ask for rain, we ask for rain. And that is the koyach of the tefillah. The tefillah brings out the world to its fulfillment. That's the koyach, what tefillah is, which is a tremendous koyach. Tremendous koyach to it. We don't realize that. That's the nature of the prayer. But I was thinking also, maybe that's also the pshat, you know, the posit by Shir Hashirim. We say by Shir Hashirim, Yoinosi b'chag b'hasela b'seisa hamadrega, hari'ini es marayich hashmini es koylech. It's talking about Klal Yisrael by Yam Suf. What happened by Yam Suf? There was a whole cavalry behind them and they were being attacked. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, show me your countenance, show me, do a Maisa Mitzvah, go into the sea, and let me hear your voice. I want to hear your voice. So the Gaon is Medayik on the Lashon of Es. Harini Es Marayach, Hashmini Es. Es means, do again what you did beforehand. Continually show me your mitzvahs and talk again, Hashmini Eskoile. You daven for me in Mitzrayim, so daven again for me. Do it again. I want to hear your voice. That's the point. I want to hear what you have to say. Hashmini Eskoile. Rabbi mentions this in his Hakdama here. Look at the second paragraph of Rabbi. The Kamat Soichli Soi Betfila, Asha Kodesh Baruch Hu, Misabela. He wants to hear you. V'roitze Betfilas Amois. He wants to hear your prayer. Let me hear you talk. Hashmini Eskoile. Let me hear you talk. That's the quest behind it. Meaning, I'm answering the problem. He doesn't answer the superficiality. I'm answering that point. He said it is superficial, but I'm trying to get the point over that what is the superficiality? You don't realize what you're doing. I'm expressing my emunah, and I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm saying again, I'm expressing the Bria again. I'm bringing the Bria to realization. That's the great quest behind it all. It's a tremendous ability of prayer. And that's what he means here. In that middle paragraph, Vasiba Habuabazer, Choisa Hakod. You don't realize what the avoider is. The avoider is to express your emuna and to thank him. And that's the opia nefesh. The type of nefesh you have is if you are able to express your emuna, like you said, Kriya Shema, and you're able to be miyache the leiv. You bond the heart to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Once you do that, then.
Lekabei goyim v'yehudim, yesh Ramchal, lo ane. Ramchal omer she'afuru atzadikim v'chaserim ot ha'olam. של הגויים כמו בגד לגוף. הגוף זה היהודים בגן עדן. וכמו בגד, מה יותר חשוב? החוצה של...
הם לא חשובים, הם לא מצובים באויסים.
לא, הם ודאי שלא.
זה לכן זה...
הרבה פחות מיהודים.
כן, בוודאי. אבל אם הם מגיעים, הם מגיעים על ידי השכל. מה שאנחנו מגיעים על ידי מצובה באויסים, שולחן ערוך. אנחנו צריך להגיד קריאת שמע, אנחנו צריכים להגיד ברוך הזמן ברוך.
לא, אבל הגויים הם מאוד רחוקים מגן עדן.
מאוד, לא, מאוד רחוקים. That's the right.
אפשר להשוות אפילו.
כן, בוודאי. הלוואי, הגמרא says in Avodah Zarah, they don't even keep the seven mitzvahs b'nei nach. אין להם את השכל הזה, הם לא מגיעים לזה.
לא, זה אומרת העולם, הם כמו בגן, אפילו צדיקים
שלהם. אבל זה
הקרש. כמו בגן לגוף.
זה הערך תפילה. Let me just tell you a ma'aseh, very funny, a ma'aseh that happened to me. Just a ma'aseh, I remember this, these words haunted me. I was coming back to Eretz Yisrael on Elul, just before Rosh Hashanah, and I had hand luggage, enormous amount of hand luggage. I just, you know, I came out, my daughters were in shidduchim, like makeup and perfume and clothing and everything, and I had an enormous amount. I put my luggage through, and my hand luggage was like five times overweight.
Oh, impossible. My goodness.
I came to the counter at Kennedy Airport, Delta Airlines. There was an enormous, big Schwarzer woman there. You know, this very big woman. She was like enormous. I'm like 5 inches taller than me. A very big woman. She said, Rabbi,
you can't take all this with you. You can't do this. Well, I said, I have all this thing for my family. She said, bye-bye. You got a gab? So go back to the luggage and just gab and gab and gab. Just gab. Just talk and talk and talk. Rabbis know how to gab, she said to me. Just gab. Gab means to talk. Just gab and gab and gab. So I went back with all my luggage, all these things, and I said, he said, you can't take all this. I said, but I need it for my children. I didn't stop talking. Gab and gab and gab. I just talk and talk. And then she said, oh, take it through and let's put all through in the luggage. I came back to the woman. She said, Rabbi, she wanted to give me a hug and a kiss. You can't kiss a rabbi. She was so happy. You know, these big women, they're full of simcha. They're wonderful women. These Rabbi, you did it. You gabbed and gabbed. I thought to myself, that's what you gab. Yeah, but we're not supposed to just gab. No. Gabbing is not gabbing. It's talking. It's saying something. Just gab. It's not just gabbing. It's saying something. Rabbi, take it. I don't want to keep you. Take a look at this hip, Elia, on the other side here. This will give you a look. I'm not doing everything. Just here.
Sorry.
You got the bad alien?
Just go back a page.
Go back a page.
This?
Yep.
Yes, yes. You haven't got it? Nothing.
We're sharing.
We're sharing.
May Hatzadik Hamafusam of Elia Lapian. You have it, Peter? Just look at this. Shamati Dova Nifna. This will shake you up, Rabbi, this passage. Shekev Shaitan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nechshav Machshava Kedibur Mamash. You hear? Thought is the same as speech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im kein, kishemahare machshava zorois. If you think other thoughts in the middle of davening, yoytzei tefillah mu'reves mamash kedibur hevel, oivei. The words that you say are mixed up with crazy thoughts. How much your tefillah is completely a mess. I'm saying the words Baruch Shama, but I'm thinking about what I'm having for breakfast. I'm thinking where I'm going today. Your thoughts are mixed up with your words. How can you possibly daven like that? You're in a problem here. You're thinking of one thing, but you're saying one words. It was a Talmud of the Gaon. In front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thoughts are the same as words. Oyvei. So if you're thinking of different things when you're davening, those thoughts come in the words. He's inquiring and investigating what's in the heart. You're crazy. You're putting all your thoughts, as you're davening, you're thinking of all crazy thoughts. So what power does your thought have? What the tefillah has? You're saying one word and you're thinking something else. How careful you have to be, no?
Mm.
Powerful idea. So the thoughts running through your mind during davening. There's nothing more ridiculous than that. And they all come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the same time. Your words and your thoughts all come together. How can you possibly have your tefillah acceptable? How do you overcome this, Rabbi? The way you overcome it is like this. How do you overcome this? The answer is like this. You daven like this. You focus on the words. You don't just say the words, you focus. Like you're pinpointing the words, like on a computer. You like press the icon. Ahavo rabba ahavto. Don't go too fast. If you go too fast, you'll think about the thoughts. And you get, but take it slow, go slower than you normally would. Don't, ahavo rabba ahavtonu Hashem elokeinu. Express it coherently. Chemlo gedoyla biseiro chamalto olin. Try it when you daven tomorrow morning. Say the words slowly and carefully. It's a discipline. Prayer is a discipline. You're disciplining yourself to concentrate on the words that you're saying. Ovinu malkeinu ba'avur avoiseinu shebotuchu b'chol. You can do it, but you have to discipline yourself. You can't just chant the words. It's a ritual and you get nowhere. It doesn't achieve anything. It's just a chant. You have to discipline to focus like you're spotlighting this. Batalamdeim chukei chayim kentach. A little bit slower. Don't go. Maybe you're going too fast. And use commas as well. Kentach onein usalamdeinu. Ovinu ho'ov ho'rachamon. A little bit slower and deliberately say the words coherently. You'll see you have. It'll help tremendously. That's how you avoid it. Then you won't be thinking of stray thoughts. If you do, then you stop. Shulchan Aruch says, when you have stray thoughts, stop and concentrate yourself and then carry on. That's the way to do it. you're a little bit slower, not too slow, not otherwise if you go too slow, you'll space out, you'll think about other things. But it becomes deliberate. The words become deliberate. Hamarachem, Rachem Olenu. Vasein Bilibenu Lahobin. You can even go a bit faster. If you're going too slow, it's no good. Push it a little bit more, but so long as you're disciplined, it's a disciplined prayer, and then you can get there. Let me read out something which I said in my sefer, which I think might help you on this. Chanting is an enormous problem. Rav Dessler explains that one of the greatest hurdles in prayer is to repeat the same weekday text 3 times a day, 6 days a week, with passion and conviction, as if the words were composed for today's agenda. That is why the Gemara comments that prayer requires constant inspiration and encouragement. Mitzvahs that occur once or twice a year do not have this dilemma. Kiddush at the beginning of each Yom Tov, hearing the shofar, Rosh Hashanah, sitting in a sukkah, listening to Megillah, are all preceded by Shehecheyanu v'Kiyamanu, meaning it's easy to have Kavanah because it's once a year. Now, but if you can overcome this challenge of constant repetition of the daily prayers, then you reach something called a plateau of expertise. You become a mumcha. You're not just chanting, you're an expert. Their familiarity with the Siddur is the quintessence of their holiness, meaning you know that if you know the words that you're saying, meaning then they're words printed in the Siddur, but I overcame the regularity because they're my words. I want to say, it's my words, and that's your holiness. The quintessence of your holiness is that the words have moved from just lip service. Prayer has become the perfect medium of expressing their faith in the Almighty. They have become the language of the neshama. It's your neshama talking here. I believe in these words, meaning Ein lanu melech elo oto. They're my words. They're printed words. They're my neshama talking. The words are never repetitive or archaic. They are like vintage wine and bring delight from recognizing every nuance and refinement on the tongue. Tragically, many never move on from the monotony of constant repetition. I'm staying the words over. And this intimacy with the Almighty remains dormant throughout their lives. They never acquire the expertise of it. They never become a connoisseur. You're just repeating. But if you, the words become your words. And the problem is that the thoughts mix up with the words and they become completely strange. The Kodesh Baruch has a thought. But if you use the discipline of saying the words slowly, and meaning, they're my words. It's very hard to do the whole of the Siddur like that. But certain passages of the prayer you should try and do, at least the first parasha of Shema, the first bracha of Shema Ne'ezri, at least Moedim, Al Nisech Shebachol Yom Yomanu. Highlight the words in your mind, or even point, Rav Kreisworth used to daven like this, Rabbi said. Rav Kreisworth used to say, Ki Kael, Poil, with the point this finger. Reb Shlomo Zalman used to daven like this. Uvonu v'achalta mikol ha'am v'loshayim. He pointed with his finger. I daven with Reb Shlomo Zalman and with Kreisel. The care of Tonus Shimcha Hagodos Sela. He pointed the words he was saying them. Pointing helps you. It helps. These are all aids. And you avoid the thoughts will disappear because you're disciplining yourself. And that's how you do it. And then you get the Erech of Tefillah. And then you're expressing your emunah. That's what the Ramban is saying here. That's the catalyst of Tefillah.